enter the area code and phone number. Nothing has been helpful hints. These helpful hints are divided into topics so that you can skip the topics that you are already familiar with by using the pound key. Please remember you can leave these hints at any time by pressing the star key. If you want to replay the hints from the start, press 1. The first topic is about the pound key. By now you've noticed that one of the things that the pound key is used for is to tell the system that you have finished entering a number. When you are not entering a number, the pound key lets you skip ahead to the next task. For instance, if you press pound while you are listening to your messages, you will skip to the next message immediately. After you've used the system for a while, you will probably get a little tired of having to wait for me to finish speaking so that you can perform a certain task. The next time that happens, press the pound key to skip the rest of what I was going to say. The next topic is about the star key. The star key is used to skip back a section. Note that it does not skip back to the last action, rather to the previous section. For example, when entering a telephone number or PIN, pressing star cancels the input and prompts you to start again. When adding addresses to a message, the star key removes the last address or cancels sending the message once there are no addresses remaining. From the options menu, the star key takes you back a step to the previous menu. And finally, when listening to a particular message, pressing star will take you back to your message summary, not the previous message. Note that pressing the star key at the main menu will end your call. You should then hear me thank you for using the service, and the call will end. The next topic is also about reviewing a message. When reviewing a message, to exit and return to the main menu, press star. To skip and go to the next message without doing anything to the message, press pound. To save the message, press 2, and to erase the message, press 3. The deleted messages are not actually removed from your mailbox and will continue to count towards your storage quota until you have deleted them from the deleted message section within your mailbox. To reply to a voice message sent by another subscriber, press 4. You can only reply to a voice message if the message was left by another Unified Messaging subscriber. To forward a copy of a voice message to another subscriber, press 5. If you have Unified Messaging email service, to forward a copy of an email message to another subscriber, press 5. If you have Unified Messaging email and fax service, to forward a copy of an email or fax to a fax machine, press 5. To pause during message review, press 8. To resume, press any key. The next topic discusses features that make listening to messages a little faster. You don't have to wait for me to finish talking if you want to erase a message, save a message, or skip to the next message. When you know what you want to do, just do it. You already know that the pound key lets you jump to the next message. There are a couple of other features that are useful too. The 7 or 9 keys let you jump back or jump forward in a message. Press 7-7 during message playback to skip back 5 seconds. Press 9-9 to skip forward 5 seconds. Another handy feature is the ability to jump back to the previous message. Remember how the 1 key lets you go back to the start of a message? Well, if you press 1-1 quickly, you can jump back to the start of the message before that. This means that if you are listening to your third message and want to go back to message 2, you can press 1-1 to go back. The autoplay option allows you to go directly to listening to your messages as soon as you access your mailbox, instead of being provided an options menu and then having to select from the menu. This option can be found in the mailbox settings menu. The next topic is about voice message playback volume control. You can increase the volume that a voice message is played at by pressing the 6 key while the message is playing. Each time you press the 6 key, the volume is increased a little. The next topic is about voice message playback speed. You can decrease the speed that a voice message is played at by pressing the 7-7 while the message is playing, or you can increase the speed by pressing the 9-9. The next topic describes the ability to send, reply, and forward messages. Voicemail lets subscribers manage their messages in ways that an answering machine cannot. In some ways, it acts like email for the telephone. You can press 2 from the main menu to send a message. When reviewing a message, press 4 on your telephone keypad to reply to the message, or press 5 to forward a copy. Let's start with the 2 key from the main menu. If you press 2, you can record a new message and send it on to another subscriber's mailbox. The next time they check voicemail, they will hear your message. It's handy when you need to send someone a message without ringing their phone. You can also reply when reviewing a message by pressing the 4 key. If you receive a message from another subscriber, just press 4 to reply to it. Finally, if you'd like to share one of your messages with a friend or coworker who also has voicemail, you can press 5 to forward a copy of the message. When you press 5, I'll ask you for the phone number of the subscriber that you'd like to send it to, and then I'll let you record an introduction to it. The other subscriber will hear your introduction, followed by the message that you've copied to them. Then there is the autoplay option. Autoplay allows you to go directly to listening to your messages as soon as you access your mailbox, instead of being provided an options menu and then having to select from the menu. The autoplay option can be found by pressing 4 to reach the mailbox settings menu, and then 2 for hands-free and time savers. The next topic is about security options such as your PIN, fast login, and PIN skip. To change any of your security options, press 4 for mailbox settings from the main menu, and then 3 for security options. Your PIN should be between 6 and 10 digits in length, and allows only you or anyone using your PIN to have access to your mailbox. For security purposes, when choosing your PIN, do not use your telephone or mailbox number, or any part of the telephone or mailbox number, as part of the PIN. Do not repeat digits, for example, 444444. Also, do not use sequential digits, for example, 123456. You should also not use easily identifiable numbers like your zip code, street address, etc. Treat your PIN as you would your ATM PIN, private. You should change your PIN and check your greeting periodically. Next is the fast login option. With fast login set to on, you will not be prompted to enter your telephone number when calling from your own phone. And lastly, the PIN skip feature lets you choose whether you want to always enter your PIN when calling from your own phone or not to enter a PIN every time. With fast login and PIN skip both set to on, it is easier and faster for you to access voicemail from your own phone. It is important to know, however, that if you have both the fast login and PIN skip feature set to on, the PIN skip feature reduces the security of your service by making your messages more vulnerable to unauthorized access by third parties. This includes unauthorized persons calling from the location associated with your mailbox, or gaining access by using equipment to make it appear such calls are originating from the location associated with your mailbox. We recommend you always require access to your mailbox by using a secure PIN. Anyone who calls your voicemail access number from your phone will go directly to your voicemail box. If you do not want this to happen, do not turn on the PIN skip feature. Remember, from any other phone, your mailbox will always require a secure login and ask for both the telephone number and PIN. The next topic is greetings. To review or change any of your greeting choices, press 3 for greetings from the main menu. You have several choices when it comes to what your callers hear when they try and reach you. Your personal greeting is the greeting which is usually played to your callers. The extended absence greeting can be used as a substitute to your personal greeting and played to your callers when you'll be temporarily unavailable or want to change your message temporarily. Use this greeting when you do not want to record a new personal greeting. Your recorded name or spoken name is used for your system greetings or header information on messages. You may have a specific greeting if you share your mailbox with other people or departments. This greeting is called a family greeting or company greeting. This greeting should explain to your callers which keys to press to reach a specific person or department. The next topic is notifications. To change any of your notifications options, press 4 for mailbox settings from the main menu, and then 5 for notifications. Notifications allow you to choose how to be notified when you receive a message in your mailbox, and for what type of message you want notification for. The notifications menu options allows you to turn on and off each notification type. The first notification type is the message waiting indicator notification or landline notification. Message waiting indicator refers to the interrupted or broken dial tone you hear on your phone or the light that blinks on your phone when you have a message waiting for you. If you have a wireless phone or phones, then this same landline notification on or off setting also affects your wireless notification. If you decide to turn on your landline notification, then your wireless notification will also be turned on. Conversely, if you decide to turn off your landline notification, your wireless notification will also be turned off. The next type of notification is pager notification. Pager notification allows you to get paged when you receive a message in your mailbox. You can only turn this option on or off from the telephone after you have first set up the option from the web interface. The last type of notification is the email notification. Email notification allows you to receive an email in up to 3 separate email accounts when you receive a message in your mailbox. You can only turn this option on or off from the telephone after you have first set up the option from the web interface. Helpful hints. These helpful hints are divided into topics so that you can skip the topics that you are already.